Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Opening hour of today's show. Having some fun as we lead you into the weekend. And we have our very first guest here in studio. And before we start speaking with Kim Everly with Let's Get Real about the Harm Reduction Clinic, a quick reminder that this segment is provided by the MARS Board, the Mental Health, Addiction, and Recovery Services Board of Lorain County. And with that, we bring in Kim Everly with Let's Get Real. Kim, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, so far so good. The sun's out. You know, we're in the 80s. That's not so bad. Weather's a heck of a lot better than it was the last time you were here around Thanksgiving time, so we'll take it. But we're not here to talk about the weather. We're here to talk about the Harm Reduction Clinic. So, Kim, for those who aren't aware with the technical aspects of it, what exactly is harm reduction?
Harm reduction is not focused on let's jump right into detox and help you get off of this addiction cycle that you're in. It's more, if we aren't ready to do that, can it at least do so a little more safe, a little safer?
Okay. And does the harm reduction, does it encourage drug use?
Absolutely not. And here's my thought. I don't want to jump around here with the Andy, but this was originated with several partners in Lorain County getting together and saying, what else can we do in Lorain County? And those partners are the Addis Board of Lorain County, which, as you know, now has merged and is called MARS, Lorain County Public Health, Nord Center, Nord Family Foundation, Let's Get Real, the Lakotaway, Firelands, University Hospitals, and the Cleveland Clinic Foundation. So as you can see, this is a wealth of information and experience and knowledge that are here at the Harm Reduction Clinic two Fridays a month in the hopes that we'll try to slow down any of the already pertinent negative in things that happen when you're an IV drug user. You can come in and exchange your dirty needles for clean needles. However, for the public, I don't want everybody to jump that's what this is specifically. Of course, that they can do that, but there's just a ton of other resources sitting there. It's my Pollyanna thought, and hopefully a rightfully so thought, that if I'm going to walk into a place like this, somewhere in my heart, I got to want to stop this. Especially in a place like Wellington, which is much smaller. Larger counties have mobile units that do this quite a bit. But I think that somewhere you've got to want to utilize this wealth of information and resources in front of you somewhere in your heart. And maybe just reaching out and seeing a peer supporter from Let's Get Real there, someone who's in recovery themselves that understands. The peer supporters that attend this clinic from Let's Get Real are former IV users themselves. They've been clean for quite some time, 10 to 12 years, and they can speak to them on a one-on-one level. But you've also got access to counseling, drug rehab centers, safe disposal and replacement of the used syringes, wound care. If you have a wound, there is an EMT right there that will look at it to see if you have an infected injection site and offer you medical services immediately. They do testing for HIV, AIDS, STD, education right on site, and there's testing and prevention on site through the peer support staff.
So very clearly, there is a ton that's offered at these harm reduction clinics, and you've listed the wealth of resources that are there as well. But, you know, I know one of the things you wanted to hit on, too, is that, you know, certainly you have to take that first step to get to the harm reduction clinic. And, you know, I think that was one of the things we talked about off air a couple minutes ago. You've got to get yourself in a position where you're ready and you're willing to actually take that next step to actually go to the clinic.
Absolutely. And that can be a huge step. What looks like a pebble to you and I would be a mountain to the person that making that decision. And again, please come. Please don't make a decision as to the lifetime of recovery. Just come and make sure that if you aren't ready at this moment, that you're using a safer choice. You have people that who would never in their life consider sharing a syringe that are now doing so, which promotes an unhealthy use. Not that it's healthy, but, you know, it's unhealthy use. Then we're spreading Hep C is rampant. We're spreading a lot through that. And, you know, you either stop it now or you fix it later. And unfortunately, it's so huge of a problem medically by then that it's insurmountable. Link Harm Reduction is a biweekly clinic on the 2nd and 4th of every month. So August 9th and August 23rd will be the next clinics. All of the collaborators that I mentioned will be sitting there. What you have to do is you have to come in and sign in. All of this is anonymous. You have a client identifier. This clinic is located at Wellington United Methodist Church at 127 Park Place in Wellington. Yes, it is right next door to the Wellington Police Department. To those of you that want to utilize this clinic, let me say this. It was Wellington Police Department and Link that began the communication to try to have a clinic like this. They aren't watching the parking lot. They aren't standing there waiting to run your record, see if you have a felony or you have charges that you haven't addressed. That's not what this is. You will receive a card at that point, and that card will allow you to draw, to be coming to and from the clinic if you have a, because it's a paraphernalia, is a dirty needle. If you have that and you have that card on you, then you can come the 2nd and 4th Friday of every month safely. If you get pulled over for something else, you can say, yes, I have these on me, officer. Here's my card that I'm utilizing, the Link Harm Reduction Biweekly Clinic. So that was another attempt to make it a little more open. But I spoke to Chief Barfield this morning, actually, and he said, Kim, we're not going to go over there. We're not hanging out over there. I'm not going to be scoping the parking lot. We are keeping our distance. And the only reason we would ever be called over there, if there was a dispute or something that was unsafe or an argument or something, then, of course, we're close, so we would be pulled over, called over to assist.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense. And I know you certainly wanted to hit on that because I think those that see how close it is in proximity to the police station, that might be enough to scare them off. But I know you wanted to make sure you hit that point very hard to let them know that that's certainly not going to be the case. Again, Kim Eberle with Let's Get Real, talking about the Harm Reduction Clinic. She's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I guess the other big question here, too, is, you know, how effective has it been and how effective can the Harm Reduction Clinic be?
In Cuyahoga County, they've done it for some time via mobile units, and their numbers are astounding and exceedingly successful in maintaining some sort of healthy, safe way. We modeled off of them, and not myself, but several of the other partners went and talked to them and saw how they did things and utilized that information to begin our own program. And it can be exceedingly successful. And the thing that I want to drive home is, if I go there once, twice, three, or four times, that's not the point. The point is that every time I walk in there, I'm staring in the face of who can help me. Mm-hmm. And I'm Pollyanna, but I can't help but believe that somebody that would do that, even the third time, would say, maybe I want to talk over there to Lakata or Firelands or Nord Center. Or maybe I have mental health to address with North Center. They're sitting right there. Any step in towards recovery is immensely hard. So anybody that's listening, even if it's your relative or your friend or yourself, please blast this out that you know, please come. Just please come and try to do it safely. You can call Let's Get Real at 440-963-7042. We're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. You can call there at any time and say, hey, I need help and I'm using IV, I'm using syringes. Talk to me about the Harm Reduction Clinic. And if you can't get there, as long as we have enough time and we're notified a day ahead of, we'll come get you and take you there and drive you home.
I would imagine clinics like this add some form of relief as well to family members who might be able to talk to someone who's using IV needles and things of that nature and say, look, if you're going to do it, do something like this for us, and it could help lead to conversations in that sense, too.
Well, in response to your earlier question, do I think that this adds to drug use?
Sure.
I keep thinking back to family planning. Oh, we can't have a family planning because we're allowing them to have sex and we're condoning it. Yeah. Come on.
Sure.
What we're doing is try to have a safe, healthy response to something we can't fix or change right this moment. And I just can't see that anything's wrong with that. I understand, but for the public at large, this is a little bit hard to grasp. It's a little bit like enabling. It's a little bit like anything we've been preaching, just stop. But the problems that arise from in unsafe and unclean IV use are so huge and supersede any of the smaller problems prior to getting them off, if mm-hmm. you will, I just can't see that, you know, that's going to hurt
sure.
at this moment.
Well, I'd imagine through your line of work, you've seen, too, that different people respond in different ways. Some people need that intervention setting, need to be hit in the mouth with it, and others are going to take it defensively, and perhaps this is where this might help someone like that.
Yes, absolutely. And it's like Lorain County, in my opinion, from being in recovery field this long, we have really jumped on it. You know, everybody's trying to get together, and you can tell by the list of collaborators, everybody's like, let's do this together. What can we do? And that speaks, in my opinion, highly of Lorain County. I'm very proud of Lorain County for what we're doing sure. to address this and any other problem regarding addiction and substance use, and to help the families out at well. So even I do want to make sure that I state the Wellington Police Department phone number is 440-647-2244. You can call there, or a family member can call there and ask for guidance regarding the Link Harm Reduction Biweekly Clinic as well. So, which now it's bi-monthly. No, twice monthly. How's that work?
I don't know.
Bi-monthly sounds right.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Okay, it's the second and fourth Friday of every month.
Bi-monthly, yes. Yeah. I think that works.
That sounds about right. Bi-monthly.
Yeah. Twice monthly. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
If the person isn't ready to come in themselves, the family member could certainly show up and utilize all of these resources for themselves, because our adage with Let's Get Real and all of our collaborators is if they aren't ready to make any kind of a move, maybe you should be.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get some help for yourself. And then if they come along later, so be it. But somehow, as family members, and I myself am one, we have to survive this in emotionally, financially, in every way. We have to survive this. So we need to save ourselves as well.
Sure. It would open a door, too, for them to speak to somebody who has experience with it, because I can't imagine every family member has experience with that exact situation more than once.
Good stuff. Well, Kim, before we let you go here, I want to give you an opportunity to throw those dates and throw those numbers out there one more time for our listeners who are wondering who they can call, where they can go to get more information on these harm reduction clinics. Where can they go and who can they call?
You can call the Wellington Police Department, which is located right next to the Wellington United Methodist Church on Park Place in Wellington, where the actual clinic is, but the police department is right next door, and that is 440-647-2244. You can call Let's Get Real at 440-963-7042, and we can help you explain and offer transportation as well. The clinic is the second and fourth Friday of every month. So in August, that will be the 9th and the 23rd, if I can read the calendar correctly.
That looks right to me. 9th and 23rd sounds right. Yeah, let's go with that.
All right, great.
Good stuff. Well, Kim, thank you again for coming in studio and helping to shed some light on these harm reduction clinics. We appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kim. Again, that's Kim Eberle with Let's Get Real, talking about the harm reduction clinics. This segment of Bullseye on the Afternoon provided by the MARS Board, the Mental Health, Addiction, and Recovery Services Board of Lorain County.